Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Georgina, I feel your pain. Like, I feel that you're a little upset.
Yeah, I'm just confused. So I went out with this guy. We had such a great time on our first date. His name is Justin. He's really sweet. Really smart. We had a great conversation. The first date was like kind of quick. It wasn't that long. It was more so just to like see if there was any type of connection. We just had some coffee. Okay. We had like a little smooch at the end of that date.
Oh. it
was really good. And then we went out about like a week later and we went for dinner. We had sushi. So good. Went to this really nice place. And so after the date, we're in his car and we like had a really like a bit of a longer kiss. It was really, really nice. He said he'd text me and we'd meet up for another time, but I haven't heard from him.
Hey, I have a question. Was the second kiss better than the first?
Oh my God, definitely. It was longer. The first one was like a peck. The second one was like, there was some passion in it. Yeah, it was longer.
Okay.
For sure.
For the both of you or more you than him?
Good question.
Well, I didn't pull away. He didn't pull away. I feel like to me, it seemed equal.
Wow.
To me, it seemed like we were both really into it.
That's the only thing I could think of, because I know sometimes once you really share that kiss, you feel it, right? Or maybe you don't. And maybe he just was like, sure. I don't feel the connection.
What do you do for a living? Maybe. You're not an entrepreneur, are you?
No, I'm a mobility specialist.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's a good profession.
Yeah.
Thank you for trusting us with Justin's number. You know what we do next is we're going to try to get him on the line and try to see if we can finally get the both of you talking, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Hello?
Yes. Looking to speak to Justin, please.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin. Okay, you've got Chloe there.
Hi.
Slater over there.
Yo.
And myself, Obi. There's three of us, because we're on the radio. We do the morning show for the big station here in town, K92.3. It's the country station.
Okay.
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 So,
well, yeah. Okay.
Trust me, it's okay to be confused.
Yeah, the reason why we're calling you is because we have a $75 gift card that, Justin, we would love to give to you if you would take Georgina out on another date. You know who Georgina is, right?
Y'all went and had sushi?
So. I mean,
she's the girl you made out with in the car at the end of the night?
Slater getting right to the point.
How do you even know that?
What is, I mean, we were watching.
No, we were not.
So, don't hang up on us. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Justin, so we do this on our show, and Georgina trusted us with this story of the both of you kind of meeting up, so this way we could get you guys on another date. Unless you're not interested.
I don't know that I'm interested in another date, and I don't know that I want to talk a ton more about it with you guys.
Well, sure. And I totally understand that. I guess we're just trying to let her down easy. She said y'all made out twice.
Doesn't that mean something?
Maybe it wasn't the kiss, though. Was there something else?
You know what? She's a mobility specialist, she said. Did she get too handsy?
Mm. No, it was fine. I just think we were kind of interested in different stuff, in what we wanted from the relationship. So I just think that is
totally understandable. Is there anything that we can go back to her with, though?
I mean, yeah, the second time we went out, she gave me a promise ring.
Okay. What do you mean? Like the type of ring where you commit to somebody?
That's scary.
Yeah. Like, so on the second date, she's like, I want to give you this ring. And it basically means that, we're not going to be seeing any other people. And like, I like her, but I mean, I'm not really ready to like commit like that. And it kind of freaked me out giving me a ring like that.
Did you accept the ring?
I mean, yeah, but I didn't know what else to do. Like, I felt bad rejecting it, but I also, you know, I'm not ready on a second date to like commit to her and not see anybody else.
Hey, Justin, really quick, do you still have that ring?
I think it's probably still in my car, honestly.
Okay, so well, and so basically, you just don't want to commit, right? Are you interested in Georgina?
I was, but that kind of freaked me out. It made me feel like, you know, like I was going to be her property, and you know,
locked
I wasn't
going
to be able to live my life. Yeah, it made me feel
okay
weird.
Justin, let's do this. If you're okay with it, we're going to invite Georgina in on the conversation. Georgina, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so the
she's listening. Oh my god. Okay.
The reason why we do this, Justin, is because we wanted to get the both of you talking.
I guess you heard what I said. I like you, but that seemed like a gesture that was a little far for me.
Promise ring. What was the promise?
First of all, can I just say that I wish you would not have kept me in the dark with that, Justin. Like, all this would have taken would have been a conversation. Like,
wow.
Are you just afraid to have a hard conversation? That's the first thing, because that I got from what you just said. And then the second thing is that the promise ring, I know that we're just getting to know each other. I understand that it's the second date. For me, I'm dating intentionally. I'm trying to find someone that I want to spend a lot of time with. And I thought we had such an incredible connection.
You're ready to settle down.
It's not even that. Like, yes, absolutely. That's what I'm looking forward to. But the ring itself was just like, hey, let's be intentional. Let's not kiss every person that you're allowed to, of course, see other people and see what you're doing. It's just like, I don't kiss every guy. I'm quite selective with who I like let into my life that way. And like, listen, one of my friends just got mono because this guy that she was seeing, you know, was dating all these people and kissing all these girls, and she got really sick.
So you're not kissing everybody, Georgina.
That's all it is. It's just like, hey, let's just try to see if this can go somewhere. Like, and if not, absolutely. Like, I wish you the best.
I get it, though, because if you are dating somebody, the last thing you want to think of is I'm putting my lips on them and they're putting their lips on all these other people.
Right.
Like, what is real when it comes to you and I?
That's all it is.
I think just brush your teeth. And then you're not kissing somebody else without there being a barrier in between.
What?
Justin, after hearing Georgina, what do you think? Could you give it a third try?
What she said makes sense. It, honestly, for me, it was the ring. It was like if she had said, hey, I want to be exclusive with you, then I could have said, I don't know that I'm ready for that yet or whatever. But it was giving me this ring. Like, she made it this whole like ceremony where she like took my hand and put it on my hand for me, and like it felt like
a ceremony. We were sitting in your car, and I just put it on
it
you.
Felt,
it was like
it felt so weird, and honestly, like if we had just talked about it, but that's why I was uncomfortable saying something, because it felt like I just got proposed to.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to just assume
either,
here, Justin. We hear the passion. No second date then, or third date. Sorry, no third date.
No, I mean, I like to find, but I just, all I could think is stuff like that's going to keep coming back, and I don't think I'm ready for that.
You know what? You better bring back that promise ring then.
Yeah.
You got to give it back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.